Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha! Welcome to the Shrine of the Sacred Cock. We broadcast live every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Key West Grind, currently hosted by our friends at KeyWestSportsNet.com from Key West, Florida, where the cock run free. The Shrine of the Sacred Cock, a weekly wormhole into unknown dimensions. As a tool to make you look more sophisticated, yeah, even smarter, and in time for the weekend. Also, the best music in the known universe, the Shrine of the Sacred Cock, making you look better since 2011. Turn your stereo to 11. The wormhole opens.
Oh!
more often than not, the situation somewhere becomes so awful that ignoring it seems like a contradiction to what I am, a human being. World affairs in general require our immediate attention. The rise of religious fundamentalism, with very political implications of creating a new world order based on Islam, is the most cultural a struggle can become. This means that every person in both sides of the conflict have a say, because they also have a very high and personal stake in the conflict. Mainly, their freedom, their traditions, and their way of life. This is maybe the first real defiance to the wisdom of the separation between state and church, which forms the basis of Western civilization and its relatively peaceful coexistence, which has given the world most of modern technology. The fact that most of that modern technology has come out of the needs of war and conflict, which every day, even more, require technological edge to vanquish an enemy on the battlefield. It is no secret that cultural and religious wars have created much grief and suffering during history. Death, torture, injustice, and did I mention death? That's why we prefer the road in which a religious idea convinces the faithful in its own merits, not by the use of force. It is no secret also, because it's history, that Europe is the cradle of atheism, a reaction to the fundamentalist close-mindedness that grips some human beings, converting them into mental slaves, slaves to an idea which is usually distorted by their own ignorance. And it seems that ignorance is the real enemy. The Caliphate, or Islamic State, which has arisen in the Muslim world, is threatening everybody because it's bent on a plan of world domination through faith in Islam. Maybe mainstream Islam can argue that this is not real Islam, but so was said of many of not all the religions at one point or another. So nothing new under the sky, like we can read in the ancient sacred text of the tradition in which I was groomed. The real danger, and it cannot be ignored by denying it or trying to define it outside itself with labels, would be that the reactions also become religious, and a coalition of atheists, Christians, Jews, Buddhists, etc. would decide to fight fire with fire. I believe that if such were a case, nation states would have to take sides, and separation of church and state would become an aspiration again, after having become the most important conquest of modern political theory. We have seen the return of ritual religious beheadings and burnings. What is in store for us in the future? The question itself makes you shiver.
I'm
There is an economic dimension to the global conflict, and it's gone in on around oil prices. If you see that by maintaining the conflict in an oil-producing country disrupts the output, but this only maintains the price at lower than acceptable prices, and oil-rich countries or petro states like the US, Canada, Russia, Mexico, and even Venezuela suffer. While one of the most symbolically important countries in Islam, Saudi Arabia, opens the gauges and lets the prices drop in order to weaken the caliphate enemy. Then you start to understand that behind what seems like a religious conflict quickly becomes an economic warfare in which the Saudis seem to have the upper hand. For now. Because in the West, although it's painful to watch the suffering of non-Islamic victims killed just because they refuse their killer's faith, has maintained its cool and tries to keep this struggle in economic military terms. But also technology is playing a part. Communications and free flow of ideas are the biggest enemy of fundamentalist Islam. But clean energy research is also making a dent, one which will make oil potentially obsolete and no longer a source of conflict and pollution. We live in very interesting times, and sometimes this is not such a good thing.
Don't give up the fight.
Don't give it up.
I think the one North we have to remember in this global struggle between the West and fundamental Islam is that freedom is the target and what we're defending. Freedom is such a loaded word, though. What to some is freedom, to some others look suspiciously like slavery. And that is because, as human beings, we're able to rationalize all our mistakes, even social mistakes like slavery. Civilization is our capacity to recognize injustice and correct it. And slavery and servitude is very much a bad word and a promise that Western society makes to its peoples. But freedom is a concept which evolves and changes, and also it is always under threat by every side, even some we think are our allies. We have to be reminded constantly of what Benjamin Franklin once said: those that are willing to sacrifice liberty for security will have neither liberty nor security. That is the reason the American Constitution guarantees the ownership and possession of firearms. We are living interesting times, and mostly this means dangerous times. Against tyranny, the only option is resistance. But resistance can follow many ways. And after many experiences through the ages, a system to destroy a dictatorship has been developed, which is infallible, and which guarantees that the power of the tyrant is truly destroyed. This is a doctrine, a belief, and a very pragmatic and intelligent tool called nonviolence. We can cite the plight of Spartacus against the Roman Empire, or of Jesus against religious authority, or of Gandhi against imperial occupation, or of Martin Luther King Jr. against segregation and racism, or of Bob Marley against mental slavery. But today, this is happening all around the world. We cannot forget the great struggles of solidarity in Poland, which became the first of many such upheavals that finally destroyed the Soviet tyranny. We don't forget the violent resistance that toppled Mubarak and Timoshenko in Egypt and Ukraine very recently. We can also see the great difference with what happened in Libya, where violence is fueling violence. And the same is happening right now in Venezuela, where students are being killed with total impunity by a tyranny that is still trying to disguise itself as a democracy. There is no way they will win as long as we maintain the non-violent character of the struggle. The violence is all coming from the government and from government-paid thugs. Venezuela as a whole resembles a Gotham City before Batman arrives with his vigilantism. But we cannot expect and do not expect Batman to come and solve our problems. It will be the sustained pressure that people can exert and will exert against the dictatorship which will accomplish our goals of a just society based on justice and prosperity, a republic of laws and equality, a dream that can and has been accomplished by happier societies than the sad, sad, sad state of affairs of my beloved Venezuela.
America, this and my sister. For example, like they did to Juana, and they try to. great revolution. Need for change, bring the revolution. The great book, look, the
solution.
God to the what, man? Who for the movement? There's been no justice for none of my sisters. Just us, so what has been missing, huh? Now we got to protect, to get together and damn. I should show her what it is, where it is. She needs a little respect. I would say she needs a lot of brother for my mother like me has got to give it up.
Finally, I want to share with you, again, a very special poem written by William Ernest Henley called Invictus. This poem came to my attention when the Oklahoma bomber was executed for his horrendous crime against humanity. Yet, humanity was always an issue. Even while he was giving his life for an idea, right or wrong, and mistaken being right with the right to murder, which is always a mistake. The poem reads thus. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be, for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. If a monster terrorist makes this poem his last words, the only lesson possible is that after the bombs have subsided, the corpses laid in the ground, we should listen to the reasons which made that one human being to think it necessary to kill other human beings. I firmly believe that most of the conflicts of the world would be solved if we took the time to listen, understand, accept, and adapt. Sometimes this is not the case, and then conflict becomes inevitable.
The right.
Today is the birthday of three very special people, all from the same time in life and from the same group of high school. Mario Suave, my great friend and Natalie's younger brother. William Tarazona, better known as Willie, my math teacher from high school and one of the great guys I have met. And Noel Kingsley, a great family friend who would always publish and sometimes even finance our anarchistic school papers, managing an army of death wizards, the greatest computer collection and memorabilia ever, and the craziest library ever devised. I hope that in this very special day, you spend it among friends, family, and loved ones. Kuling kulang!
Like a songbird is.
And this has been our program for this weekend. Please tune in next Friday, like every Friday, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another chapter in the Shrine of the Sacred Cock Saga. We have been broadcasting live from the Conch Republic, last free country in the world, exclusively on Key West Grind, by courtesy of KeyWestSportsNet.com, where you can also download our catalog of great shows. Please tune in again next week for another bunch of crazy ideas to bounce with people during the weekend and the greatest music in the world. Until then, bye-bye. Pow. Peace. Mir. Hepinde. Heiwa. Frieden. Santi. Hukoi. Paz. Please join us next week, same cock channel, same cock time, from a town on the edge. Good night and good hunting. It's time to prepare for the apocalypse.